This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast
from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to
find out more about our Joycasts.
Like an eager hand on a velvet fire. Sci-fi and Scream, Tuesday nights on Joy 94.9.
The Neon Spectrum.
Queer geeks, please support the director of the 2013 Queer Film Festival Best Film Award winner, Lee Gullier's upcoming queer drama flick, The Neon Spectrum, by attending the Neon Spectrum Ball at Bella Union, corner of Lygon and Victoria Streets, Melbourne, 18th of April. There'll be performances by Pina Tuderi and Di Watson, surprise guests, and beats until 2 a.m. Funds raised on the night will go toward principal photography later this year. Follow the Neon Spectrum on Facebook.
The Neon Spectrum. Spectrum. Support on Facebook by searching the Neon Spectrum.
Hello to all my friends at Joy 94.9. It's me, Mario. Woohoo! You guys, number one. Wahoo!
Stood out. It must have been significant.
Yeah.
No, it must have been amazing. I mean, I haven't seen it.
No.
Get something shocking in your ear every Tuesday night at 10 on Joy 94.9. Join us. 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 Join us.
Emergency, break glass, and tune in to Joy 94.9 on a Tuesday night for Sci-Fi and Scream.
Ah, yes, Sci-Fi and Scream here on Joy 94.9, and a big thank you goes out to Michelle, Megan and Kurt for Transpositions, another great show here on Joy. You can always head to the webpage joy.org.au to find out more and, of course, to find their podcasts. They should be there weekly. Usually that's how it happens around on these parts. Here in the studio and Joy 94.9, of course, of Sci-Fi and Scream. And tonight, well, that music is pretty awesome. That's the Farrah Dancing Girls, Suite 303. Here you go. Well, that's the name of it, and I'm saying that because it's from the wonderful Deaf Symphony Waltz Orchestra, and they've put out this week the A Girl Walks Home Alone at Night soundtrack CD. It's going to be available. It's amazing and probably one of the better of the soundtracks that are out there from a film, I think, since Only Lovers Left Alive, of course, by Jim Jarmusch. But look, that's great. And of course, that's in Farsi. There's lots of Iranian artists featuring in that, and including Radio Tehran and Federali, Cheshma Man, Dairush Tatlat, and many more. So we'll put that link on our Facebook page. But we have in the studio with us tonight, we will play more music. You can hear Zeiss in the background. All thanks to Square Sounds, of course, who donated the music. Zeiss, he's with another fellow, Tom and Zylo, I think their names are, from the Netherlands. They were over here last weekend for something called Square Sounds. So it's all about chiptunes and 8-bits and things like that, which is perfect for two of our guests that are in the show, here in the studio, I should say. We have got Josh Porter and Eden from something called Game Boys.
Hello.
I got that right.
Game Boys. Did.
Cool. Look, welcome to Sci-Fi and Scream. It's great to have you on the show. We'll be chatting to you in a moment. But we've also got the fantastic Lee Galea finally here at last. Why are you here?
To promote a fundraiser for my new film, The Neon Spectrum. Yeah.
Looking forward to that. Yeah. It's been a long time coming, but it's here. It's coming.
And you've wanted me on the show for about 3 years.
Is it 3 years
two
now?
2 years, about 2 years.
Oh, that's not too bad.
That's not actually too bad. I play art. Yeah.
You do. All the way from sunny Point Cook
Point
tonight.
Cook. Yeah. Awesome. Sunny. It used to be sunny Seddon, and now
really?
It's sunny Point Cook.
You remember my, I remember your
my
awesome
Seddon house. Yeah,
set party up at Seddon house. The party house it was. Anyway, we'll talk about that off air perhaps. Might be best.
Won't go there.
But yeah, look, we'll be talking about the Neon Spectrum soon. But yeah, let's get into Game Boys. I mean, it's the comedy festival.
Yep.
We had to have a video game comedy, didn't
Absolutely.
We?
Absolutely.
We Correct. Did. And you can hear the little 8-bits in the background. What is Game Boys about, firstly? Who wants to take that? Josh or Eden?
Now, okay. So pretty much Eden and I brothers, and we just grew up playing games.
Mm-hmm.
And we realised it sort of had a big effect in us. And a lot of these stories and anecdotes and stuff, we were just sort of talking, and they're all sort of stupid little funny things that happened. And we sort of wondered if other people had these similar experiences. And turns out that heaps of people did. Like, everyone's got their own little version of something that happened.
Yeah.
Like, we always have, like, as a younger brother, you know, you'll be playing a game and I'll be frustrated and he'll keep beating me.
Mm.
And so you kind of have to keep going until I finally win. So, like, he's not allowed to go anywhere and I have to just keep him there till I finally win. And that's not terribly uncommon with other people. Those sort of little anecdotal things.
A sibling rivalry, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a big part of it, yes.
So, is it okay to say who is the older, who's the more dominant?
That would be me.
Oh, would be you, Eden.
Yes.
Okay.
I know a lot of people don't think that, but it's true.
But when you get onto a controller, that's it,
is
it?
It's just focus. It all takes over.
All bets are off.
It's been really great sort of going through these little, this competitive sort of edge that we've sort of had growing up, and how that's really molded us into the brothers that sort of we are today. And how it's, even though, yeah, we were really competitive as we were younger and growing up, it's sort of built a relationship between us. Like, only being 2 years apart, we have spent a lot of time together and things like that. And now later on in life, like, we've done projects like this together. We've done other comedy festival shows.
Oh, okay.
And it's really brought us together.
Is this the first time for Game Boys, though?
Is it? The first time for Game Boys. We've done a couple of comedy festival shows in the past. We did Apartmanocalypse. This is about three housemates in their apartment during the apocalypse.
Right. Which apocalypse was this? I missed it.
It's the apocalypse.
Damn it.
It was a fictional one, but it was good because that was sort of our take on share house living and those sort of little things, and then just chuck into that in an apocalypse situation.
Yeah.
And that.
Well, in this sort of studio, I would say share house living, but share house living will do. That can be dangerous. Yes.
Yeah. So this one's kind of nice because it's a bit more of a personal tale, and a lot of those are. It was just, I think my favourite thing when we were writing it was going back. We busted out all our old consoles and sort of loaded up all the old things. Stupidly for some reason.
Is that obsessive?
Yeah,
or?
Well, they come gathering dust, so they're not like on a shelf, like pristine or anything.
I know people who keep theirs behind Perspex. Do you have to do that to protect them?
No.
Dehumidified spaces or?
Nothing like
not
that.
Yet. Maybe you should.
Yeah, not yet. Yeah,
but we don't leave the discs just lying around. They're always in the case.
So, how far back are we talking about consoles? What's the oldest one that you can still
Our first
play?
One we got which we don't have anymore, but it was the Sega Master System. That was the first one I remember having.
So that's, yeah.
Yeah, that's
that was like sort of late 80s, sort of 88-ish. But then the SNES is probably the big one that we've still got, that's sort of the older one.
Do they still work?
Yeah, oh yeah, they all still work. Yeah.
The best thing was like all the old memory cards we have, they all still work. Mm. So there's all these save games and like created characters and stuff that we'd sort of completely forgotten about.
Oh my God.
And you load it up and like, because we used to play a lot of wrestling games. And we'd make all these wrestlers, and there was two or three of them we just were rolling around on the floor, like they were just so ridiculous that we completely forgot that we made them.
What were their names?
There was Little Disco Bort.
Yeah.
Which is obviously a Simpsons reference at the time. Yeah. I don't know why we chose to name it that. And another was El Greenio.
Right.
So we had a lot of fun sort of going back down. Because the show itself, because we are talking about sort of growing up in the late 80s, 90s, there's a lot of nostalgia that we found sort of going through there. And that's been a really good through line to sort of hold the show together, these 90s references.
Because the 90s are so now, isn't it?
Yeah. It feels like everyone's... So there's Goosebumps and Tamagotchis and... things like that all sort of
that's
throughout
incredible.
The show.
Beverly well Hills 90210.
Beverly Hills, yeah.
Exactly. Still a little bit of shoulder pad happening.
just a hint.
Two-tone here.
Get the slap bands out. Yeah.
Scrunchies, that's it.
So that's been really fun, pulling apart those sort of references as well. Mm. And people have really engaged with that aspect of it as well. Even if they haven't been really into the video game side. Because we've had a lot of people who come that haven't really known much about video games, but have still been, they've really picked up on those little things and have really put them in a time and space where they're like, oh yeah, I do remember that, or I do remember, yeah, my brother's.
So this has been tested, the show then? It's been tested on
the we did it at Fringe last year.
Oh, okay.
And that was sort of us just to sort of see if it was
funny.
You know, it's like, is this
because that would be the danger, well, we think it's funny, but the rest of the world may think it's like, no.
Exactly. Yeah. So it was really cool.
They're silent, shaking their heads at us. But it went really well.
It was great to have that feedback. So we've just been working on the show for the last sort of 4 months. Mm. Just really, you know, trimming the fat and making it really good, and what we sort of, something that we're really, really happy with. And where it's opening on Thursday, so we're just about ready to release it again onto the world.
You're obviously not shy to stand up in front of, because Lee was saying he wouldn't be able to do that.
No way.
Stay behind the camera.
You know, at one stage I did contemplate being a stand-up comedian, but nah.
You just thought about it.
My friends discovered I was only funny, like, naturally, not when put on a spot.
Oh,
like, because they'd be like, tell that joke again, and I tried it, and it wasn't as funny as like, you had to be there.
So. Or like me, I start with the punchline, and it's not funny. It's like, oh, I know this joke, and then that's what happens, and they go, oh,
I
Sonia, no, that's not funny.
Well, it's funny, because there's a lot of people, like actors and stuff that I know, when being a character, they're fine. They're totally fine.
Yeah.
Hiding behind a character, learning lines, that's totally fine. But get them to stand up as themselves and talk.
They don't know how to.
It's quite frightening.
And directors, you know, you go and see a Q&A or something, and they're so within them, you know, inside themselves, and you're just like, oh my God, how did you create a whole feature film? But yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I was cue cards, I just cue rolls.
I just tell a lot of porn jokes to get through my Q&A.
Oh, that sounds fabulous. All right. Well, we will chat on very shortly, of course, here on Sci-Fi and Scream. And if you've got a message for the guys or Game Boys or Lee about the upcoming Neon Spectrum or Monster Pies, because, of course, that's where Lee is from as well. That's what
that's how
we
I got
know
my name.
That's how you got your name, Monster Pies, the movie.
I wrote to Lisa Daniels. From
Queer Film Festival,
I wrote an email, so like, it's Lee, aka the boy who made Monster Pies, in case she had forgotten me. But
she won't forget you.
She didn't forget.
She told me she never forgets you. You never
she
let her
remembered
forget you.
My first short from 2002 at Melbourne Queer Film Festival.
I know. She's
and
got
she when I
excellent memory. I mean, to think she watches about 600 films a year.
I was like, how did you remember a 10-minute short from 2002? But she did.
It stood out. It must have been significant.
Yeah.
No, it must have been amazing. I mean, I haven't seen it.
No, it's on the DVD. When you buy Monster Pies, you get it for free.
Cool, well, that sounds good.
Yeah.
All right, let's chat more in a moment.
The Neon Spectrum, an upcoming new feature by the Best Film Award winner of the 2013 Queer Film Festival, Liga Media. To support, please visit the Neon Spectrum on Facebook.
Yeah. Listen in to Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9.
Yeah, here on Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9. That was Sia, of course. That's Lee's choice. Sia, yeah. Elastic Heart.
Yeah.
Why did you choose that track?
Oh, God. I guess just because it's new and I know it feels really retro and I like it. And you asked me what can we play?
It has got a 90s feel and we seem to be in the 90s right now.
We are.
With the Game Boys here. We've got Joshua and Eden from interesting comedy show that's happening.
I keep calling it Electric Heart. I don't know why. I just keep doing it. And everyone's like, everyone corrects me.
Yeah.
It sounds why better.
Electric Heart's pretty cool. That could be the unplugged version or the plugged
in version.
I just
sing Electric Heart. That's just my version.
All right. You stick to that. And the day that you meet Sia, you can tell her that.
Yeah.
Yeah, when she does your next film soundtrack, perhaps. Yeah. So, Joshua and Eden, tell us more about Game Boys. And look, the Age have called it so versatile and talented as comic actors. They've called you that. Distinct comedic timing and high energy. That's from the Theatre Press. I'm taking this from online, of course. Fast-paced banter and a healthy dose of physical comedy.
Yeah, very much so.
The key quotes.
Did you say Tetris? No.
No, I said they're key quotes.
Key quotes.
But well, Tetris is a big Tetris part of it.
Is it?
Oh,
what
yeah.
What happens? Like, can you, without giving it away, obviously you don't want to give away your, 60 minutes of the show, however long it runs, what can they expect?
Well, it's amazing how playing a game like Tetris some skills can overlap into our real world and things like that.
Mm-hmm. So my first job that I had, I was a Safeway checkout boy. Those many hours spent playing Tetris really put me in the zone when I was packing those bags, lining up. We've got the crisp bread, got the, sayos, got the chips, laying it all and then dumping the bag. So certainly video games.
Breaking them. Organising. It looks really amazing. And then you just throw them in.
Bags.
I hate that when I go to a checkout. It's like, they go, you want a bag? And I go, yes. And they just throw everything in.
That's like the self-checkouts now. Do it yourself.
I don't want to. I like them to do it nicely. One guy made him do it again. The sense security over. Anyway, it was one of those nights. Okay, so what happens? What can they?
It's sort of like a big nostalgia trip, and we just sort of talk through all the games that they sort of defined our youth. Really, like you think about all these moments and all these ages, like playing the N64. There's all memories about playing Mario Kart and GoldenEye and stuff, and playing with each other, and then sort of as we've grown up, it's been a really solid through line. So we just sort of a lot of these anecdotes and
got a lot of little sketches and things we go back in time, and there's a few instances with us at primary school we get to relive that
it sounds like a very physical
there's a lot of energy
playing a bit of Gang Tiggy
back in the day.
Do you have any props on set?
We've brought in
The checkout bags.
Yeah. We've brought in every video game we've owned to be on set.
Really?
We've got a big nice couch there our big TV. Because you can't have a video game show without your TV there playing all your games on.
We've got an Ocarina. From
any Zelda fans out there?
Wow! Yeah. Oh my! Are you going to dress up? Do you cosplay in the piece? Or?
Well, in terms of being the older brother, I would be portraying the role sort of more of Mario, and the little brother would always
Princess Peach.
Well,
why not?
Luigi.
It is. We are on Joy, so.
Cool. Will this be video? Will this be available on video?
Yeah,
because I'm one of these people that miss out on these things because of my work hours.
Well, it's very much a live experience. But we might, film some stuff, and there's a few little sketches of stuff we could probably film.
Just live. Just Skype it.
Just need to get on down
Skype
live.
Skype it.
Yeah. Get it down to Tuxedo.
So illegally download it. Okay. Fair enough.
But so we open up on Thursday the 2nd.
Yeah.
And we're running all the way through.
Yeah, so it's the 2nd to the 14th. So it's kind of like 2 weeks pretty much.
That's a lot.
A lot of Game Boy action.
Every day from the 2nd to the 14th.
Except for Wednesday.
Except for Wednesdays. No show
Wednesdays off.
So we're down at the Tuxedo Cat.
Hump day.
Yeah, exactly.
Hump day, no game day.
And it's good because we're right in the city at the Tux Cat, which is the theatre that we're at.
Where is that?
So that's just...
It's on Will Street. It's up near Flagstaff Gardens.
The really cool thing is
there are a bunch of guys from Adelaide, and they sort of... It's all about urban renewal. So this space that they're in, it's like an old... car park, and they pretty much just done it up and just put in these theatres. So they've got like four theatres in this, what used to be just a dead space in the city. Got a bar and stuff. So it's a really nice place to sort of hang out, have a few drinks and see some really good shows.
And there's a lot of shows on there for the whole festival.
It's really good.
Wow, yeah, good
so
on them.
It's a fantastic place
there. We're first cab.
We've had a message. I don't know if I can read this out. It says, "Stop slating me in your show. It was my Game Boy and I had every right to refuse access to it. From your older brother, Luke." Luke
is coming off.
He get rejected.
He is featured in the show as the older brother. He's mentioned.
But he's not in it.
No, he's the sort of the NPC.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's a non-player character. He's just mentioned in memories and things like that.
But I guess a little bit like Obi-Wan Kenobi, perhaps.
Yeah, the
omnipresent, but not there. And correct. Then changes halfway through to another character.
Yeah.
Another actor or something.
It's a younger version of him.
A younger version.
There's a lot of that. He thinks he sort of owned a lot of that sort of stuff. Like, I remember there was with Phantasy Star.
We're not going to talk about the time I accidentally deleted Luke's entire save game file and erased the months and months that he spent. We're not talking about that.
It's like a massive RPG.
Trauma.
Because he will get on the phone and we don't want that.
No, we probably don't want that. We'll get Lee to talk to him. Talk him out of a tree or something. Well, thanks for your message, Luke. That's marvellous. And you still have time, a little bit of time to message the fellows here.
So the show itself, we're quite early on. We're 6 o'clock, so come down early. After work. Yeah, pop in, see the show, and then you've got the rest of the night to see a couple more shows down at the Tux Cat. So just come down and check us out.
You're really good at this.
Thank you.
You should come host my fundraiser.
No, you are good. Right. Okay, so where can people go? Is there the website too? Do you guys have a blog or something?
We've got a Facebook page, but in terms of tickets and stuff, if you just go to the Comedy Festival website and just look up Game Boys, and all the details are there, all the dates, all the ticket links and everything. And it's going to be a fun season. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, nice. Well, it's good to see some game stuff happen, and it's all not just that other people. That's so wrong grammatically. You know those three-legged guys. What they call them?
Oh, tripod.
That's
tripod, yes.
We love them, don't we?
Yeah.
Yes, Lee. And Lee's a big fan. They're not the only ones doing game comedy. You guys.
There's us out here as well.
Just them guys.
Kicking goals.
Cool. You didn't say kicking girls.
No, I said kicking girls.
Sorry. It's my hearing. It's
different
terrible.
Show,
so head along to the Comedy Fest to find out more about that. Easy to do. We'll put the links up on the Facebook page. So thank you so much for coming in, Eden and Joshua.
Thank you very
much
for having us.
Josh. Sorry, Josh.
That's fine. It's still my name, either way.
He answers.
It's his birth certificate name.
Exactly. Well, thanks very much for having us.
Yeah, cheers. Cool. It's great. All right. This is Sci-Fi and Scream here on Joy 94.9. We'll be speaking to Lee very shortly.
Yeah.
He'll be under the microphone. A microscope. Same thing, isn't it? Sort of.
Yeah. I'm in front of a microphone.
That's it. Got it. It's taken me years, but I'm getting there. This is Joy.
Kia ora, this is Taika Waititi, and you are listening to Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94. Is there a dot in there?
Yes,
just
point.
94.9. Kia ora, this is Taika Waititi, stuntman, actor, director, lover, friend, confidant, shoulder to cry on. You're listening to Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9.
The Neon Spectrum.
Queer geeks, please support the director of the 2013 Queer Fun Festival Best Film Award winner, Lee Gullier's upcoming drama flick, The Neon Spectrum, by attending the Neon Spectrum Ball at Bella Union, corner of Lycona Victoria Streets, Melbourne, 18th of April. There'll be performances by Pina Chidere and Di Watson, surprise guests, and beats until 2 a.m. Funds raised on the night will go toward principal photography later this year. Follow the Neon Spectrum on Facebook.
The Neon Spectrum. Spectrum. Support on Facebook by searching the Neon Spectrum.
Pick.
Ah, yes. This is Sci-Fi and Scream here on Joy 94.9. That, of course, is April March with Chick Habit, of course, from, well, it's from many things, but most especially from Death Proof, I think. That would be my favourite, Death Proof, and legally is to blame for that. He chose that one, didn't you, Lee?
Yeah, it's a bit of a classic.
It is a classic. Really is.
And I love Death Proof.
Oh,
it's one of my favourites.
Amazing. Amazing film. Really is. Incredible. If you haven't seen it, it's one of the Quentin Tarantino films. It's always worth it. Worth it.
Underappreciated film.
Oh, it's overappreciated by me.
Do you really? Oh, it is by me, but yeah. He personally thinks it's his worst film, but...
Really?
Yeah, I disagree.
I do too.
I think Jackie Brown is.
I think that's his masterpiece.
Really?
Isn't that crazy?
Oh, well, there you go.
It's weird. But anyway, we're not talking about some other film director.
Yeah.
Who cares about him? We're talking about you, Lee, the long time coming, Lee, live on Sci-Fi Scream.
Coming around the mountain.
Monster Pies was just an extraordinary phenomenon.
Yeah.
Probably one of the most popular films at the Queer Film Festival. What year was that?
2013.
Well, you would know.
Yeah. And you...
Yeah, true.
And I remember we did a phone interview, but it was recorded.
Yeah, pre-recorded. For
the pre-recorded. And you said... But I think after the recording, you quickly said to me, last year, I interviewed the director who won Best Film.
That was Madeline Olnick.
You said to me, perhaps you'll win this year because I'm interviewing you this year.
That
and
was
I
a
thought,
joke.
As a joke? Yeah, you were just making a joke. And I just thought, nah.
Yeah.
And I just...
You thought this woman doesn't...
And then when I won,
about.
I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, Best Audience Award, wasn't it?
Audience Choice Award.
Audience Choice, which is amazing. Just a fantastic. It just shows you that. I like it when films get chosen by an audience that goes to see it. There's something really special.
Rather than for panel...
Specialised judges who know everything. And of course, thankfully, they know everything. But sometimes it's just nice to have the feedback that's from the people watching it.
Yeah.
Total strangers.
Yeah,
that's
and I
cool.
found out secretly that I won by a landslide.
Secretly? It's secretly. Not a secret anymore.
No, that was a bit of a secret, but I'm not saying
that. That is cool.
Yeah.
So, it's been a while.
Yeah, well...
I have to clear my throat because it has been a while, and Neon Spectrum, tell us what this film's going to be about.
Yeah, I get so much people writing on the fan page on Facebook, like, what is it about? But look, the short thing I tell people, it's about a girl somewhere from overseas, and she's traveling to Melbourne looking for her father that she hasn't seen since she was 6 years old. And it's a bit
cool.
We call it a road trip without a car. That's what my assistant director calls it. It's a road trip without a car. And yeah, and it's just like trying to do feel good this time. We want people to be crying with joy. Rather than, because I met a lot of people
despair.
Cry.
Yeah, you do, mate. I cried Monster Pies. Even when I saw it the second time when they were playing it at...
Acme.
Not Acme, the second time, or third time they played it. I think it was over at that little wee festival over in the west.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yarraville.
You came to the Sun Theatre.
Yeah, the Sun Theatre.
They had...
I cried there, too, and I was like, damn it.
Damn it, it got
it's
me
making
again.
Making me cry again.
That was... I think it's called West Hollywood.
Mm.
It's a part of the Melbourne Queer Film Festival. And I was actually really rapt that they showed it there, because where I made the Monster Pies was right next to Yarraville.
Yeah.
We made it all around that area.
Yeah, I know.
So it was good to have a westy kind of screening, you know?
So, Neon Spectrum. What's going on there?
Well, we're shooting at the end of this year, if all things go to plan. But
have you filmed anything yet?
No, we haven't started filming. We've just about finished the script. We've had so many different drafts and edits and rewrites and all this stuff, but it's getting to a good place.
Cool.
So we're on April 18th, we're doing a fundraiser called the Neon Spectrum Ball.
Yay.
Which I thought would be sweet. And we're doing it at Bella Union in the Trades Hall building, or I think it's a part. I actually have not been there, but I've booked the venue.
It's awesome. I've
Bella
been
Union.
There. Well, it's part of the old Trades Hall, like you said.
It is part of it?
Yeah.
It's
in there. You go up the stairs, and the stairs are so worn down from thousands of years of millions
of
workers.
Am I going to fall through the stairs?
No. They're solid stone, but they're worn down. It's awesome. It's like this little, you follow the footprints of many a worker, many a union,
union worker.
Now, it's quite beautiful. It's an awesome old building, Victorian building, and of course, so much history there. And it's an awesome space because you've got a lovely little stage and there's drapes and there's big windows and there's space and tables and chairs and it'll be
fun.
Well,
I'm going to try and dress it up like a ballroom if I can, but we'll see. And we're going to try and get lots of mirror balls and
they may have one.
Yeah, they have one hanging, but I'm going to try and get a rig and a couple of mirror balls or see what we can do to dress it up.
So this is all about what? Trying to raise money to make this baby?
Yeah, and get some additional funds because it's a bigger film than Monster Pies and we're an independent film. We don't get any funding from anyone. So we let the fans fund this film, you know, or the general public just put it straight into the movie. And
so why didn't you do, or did you do crowdfunding?
We will be doing crowdfunding, but probably in May or we're just waiting till all the cast are locked in and that way we can, you know, present this as the lead actors and stuff. So we're going to hopefully do Kickstarter. Yeah, which I've never done. I've never done a Kickstarter campaign.
You're nervous? It's pretty exciting and nerving. Nervous, I think.
Well, we got a lot of, you know, about 80% of our Monster Pies fans are from overseas, so we want to try and get this kind of...
Yeah.
So it's, well, you know, where this ball is just in Melbourne, so...
Well, you may get someone who might want to fly over.
Actually, I had a guy in Brisbane that...
Because you seem to have a lot of very obsessive, in a good way, but you have obsessive fans, yeah?
Yeah, overheard my $3,000 story or something.
No, I didn't. Okay. I only caught the tail end of that.
I was just a fan who wanted his DVD signed, and he ended up sending me... What I thought was $30, but ended up being $3,000.
My God.
Just to say.
For what?
And he just said, this is for your next project.
Far out.
And then I freaked out and was like...
Were you allowed to keep it? Or did you...
Yeah, he just... when I went to cash it in, it was... I always thought it was $30. And the lady at the post office was like, we can't do this amount here. I'm like, why? It's $30. And she's like, no, it's $3,000.
Add a few zeros.
Yeah. And I my God. I started screaming in the post office.
Oh, and they sent security.
And they couldn't... I wrote to him and I was like... Do you even know I have another project? He said, no. I said, well, I do, and it's called The Neon Spectrum. And I started to tell him, and then he flew down to Melbourne, and we took him out, and we took him to the... What's that horror festival?
Monster Fest. That's awesome.
We took him to Monster Fest, and we took him to see Maps of the Stars at the Nova, because we took him to two films.
Yeah.
His name's Blake.
What an awesome dude.
Yeah.
Wow.
So he was really kind and very generous, and...
That is an amazing story. Like, wow. So
we're getting... Yeah.
Hopefully you get more people like that.
Yeah, we'll hope so, but...
That come along to the Bella Union and
I had a guy in Brisbane who brought a ticket to the ball.
Yeah.
But he can't come, but he brought a ticket just to...
That's nice.
...say, well, like, here's some money for your film, even though I can't be there. I thought, that's nice.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Maybe he could buy some for all his friends who can't make it.
Yeah, because he would have come with someone. So
He could donate it, couldn't he?
Yeah.
Like, you could buy it and then you could have, say, a special ticket for someone at the door. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Too much work right now.
Yeah.
So how can people book and all of that business?
Well, you can go to the Bella Union website and there's details there and you can... You can book your tickets online and or you can buy at the door. And and I've got my friend Pina Chiteri playing and Di Watson. And we actually have a secret person performing.
Don't tell me that.
I'm not allowed to tell anyone.
You want to, though,
it's a
don't
secret
you?
Gig.
You want to tell us.
No, I
don't want to.
I actually don't remember their name.
All right,
like,
good.
I got told and I've forgotten. Cool. And it's probably a good thing, but it's a secret performance. So it's like if you... I don't know how it's going to happen, but it's just... You'll just be like the lucky person who got to be there on the day. So
cool. So that's April the 18th. What time does it start?
8 o'clock, and we've got the venue till 3. And I'm...
Is that a that's a week night? No,
no,
weekend.
It's on a Saturday. Oh, yeah, cool. I haven't had a fundraiser on a Saturday for a little while because the Monster Pies one was on a Friday.
Mm.
But Saturday.
That's cool.
It's after Easter. And
yeah, everyone's more hopefully chilled out and recovered from...
from all the Easter eggs.
Well, from the comedy festival too.
Yeah.
Like, that goes on for ages.
Yeah, and we delayed it. We would delay the fundraiser because of the comedy festival.
Fabulous. Well, we'll put all the links up on the old Facebook and everything and tweet it, and we'll keep in touch. And I'm sure Joy will be very interested in keeping in touch with you before the actual, you know,
the release,
extravaganza and the ball. And, of course, the film, after it gets made, we will want to find out more about that.
Yeah.
As I hope...
you'll know about it.
Melbourne Queer Film Festival will. Whoever's the new director.
Yeah.
It's going to be weird without Lisa.
I know.
Still, such is life, is it not?
I'm just glad I got my film.
At the time, yeah.
At the time. And I was the... we were the first Australian film to ever win Best Film. And then the year after, another one, what, that 52 Tuesdays? That was the second Australian film to ever win.
And, of course, Jim Hyde, whose daughter made 52 Tuesdays, is a good friend here at Joy. He runs a show, and he's a big fan of yours, and he says hello.
Oh, hello.
He loved Monster Pies, and he was like, he told his daughter, Sophie, made 52 Tuesdays.
Go see this. Or go watch, see go
it. Watch
this.
It.
Yeah.
Buy it.
Oh, that's support so nice. It.
That's the way it should be.
I actually had tickets to 52 Tuesday, but my mum was in hospital that day, so it was like, hospital, mum,
I know,
52 Tuesday.
Priorities, yeah.
But I am going to see it, because I love that we were with the two, you know, Aussie films to,
that's,
you know,
amazing.
Break
and
the dry
two
spell.
Fabulous films that don't necessarily, well, they are queer, but they can be interpreted any part of the community anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
And that's what's really good. You don't lose that translation, and that's important, I think. Well, look, it's been great having you on.
Cool.
It's gone so fast. I told you.
That's all right. It's better.
All right, Lee. So people can keep in touch with Lee online. Neon Spectrum is on Facebook.
Yeah.
And also we'll put all the links on the Sci-Fi and Scream page. So stay with us. We will podcast this too later in the week. And you can always head to joy.org.au to find out more. This is Sci-Fi and Scream here on Joy 94.9. Yes, of course, that's none other than the Girlfriedas with Halloween Queen, one of their songs. Now, we had the Girlfriedas in the studio here on Joy 94.9 for Sci-Fi and Scream and various other things, and we did a wonderful live session, the Emily Sessions, we called them. Yes, indeed, as you do. And that's thanks to Emily Dwyer, of course, Specialist Program Director here at Joy, helping us out when we were doing, I was trying to record some live music. It worked okay, I thought. But anyway, the Emily Sessions, you can check that out on joy.org.au. Just put in The Girl Fridas. That's F-R-I-D-A-S. And Frida Kahlo, The Girl Fridas. Now, of course, we want to thank Lee Galea for coming in, the director of Monster Pies and the director of the new film coming up, which he's putting together soon, called The Neon Spectrum. It's based on a fantasy. That's all we're going to say at this stage, but it looks amazing. And we do want you to support it 100% if you can. Head along to April the 18th to the Bally Union at Trades Hall. Find out more by heading to either the Neon Spectrum, their Facebook page, or of course our Facebook page, and we'll put the link up there as well. And thanks to Josh and Eden from none other than Game Boys, and that's going to be a very special comedy act. They're a duo, they're related, they're not conjoined twins, I have to say, I can vouch for that, but they're fabulous dudes, and they will be playing some of their favourite games from the late 80s and the 90s, video games that is. And you can head to the Comedy Festival page, web page, website, etc., to find out a lot more. Now, there's been some wonderful news in the Geekverse, of course, all sorts of things happening. The new Walking Dead spin-off series got a name, that's right. We do have lots of other stuff coming up. Disney, believe it or not, drum roll, Disney are adding Mulan to its live action or live cinema versions from the comic, of course, from the classic animated, and now it's going to be live action. We're not sure when, but it looks like it's going to happen. And I think that's very special for our community because of the Mulan character and the sexual and gender aspects there. I think it's going to be amazing. Well, let's hope so. I wonder who we should have, who would be good to play that. What do you think? Because A Girl Walks Home Alone at Night, the soundtrack is going to be available next week. So I think that's awesome. And that's the Def Waltz Orchestra. Let's hear a little bit more from that soundtrack. I'm looking forward to it. Now, this is a bizarre classic. It's Albert Hammond with the Free Electric Band, and then we'll be going up to talk to JB. Well, he'll be talking to you on the show Stripped Down at 11z's. So hang around here on Joy 94.9 for some more music, more sci-fi and horror, and chill out with us. Stay tuned on Joy.
You said scream. Oh, it's squeam.
It's squeam, squeam. Like crazy. Like, yeah.
Once more with feeling.
Okay. You're listening to Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9.
Hi, this is Gail Simone, and you're listening to Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9.
This is Dante Bosco, the one-time leader of the Lost Boys and the Prince of the Fire Nation, and you're listening to Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9.
Ah, yes, Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9. Now, I want to thank everyone again for coming in. Lee Galea, of course, the director of Monster Pies and the upcoming Neon Spectrum, and, of course, Josh and Eden for Game Boys on at the Comedy Fest. So next week, we'll be speaking more about games, actually. Not just fun and games, but video games, as we have Dan Golding and a whole bunch of other, hopefully, folks from something called Free Play. What is it? Free Play is Australia's longest running and largest independent games festival, and it's located in Melbourne, Australia. That's right, that's us here. Free Play draws Australia's independent game community together. It has conferences, public events, arcades, awards, all sorts of things. You get to meet the makers, the critics, the artists, academics, students. It's a real celebration for all of the games things that happen in the independent world of games here, basically in Australia. And Dan is a wonderful critic and journalist, and he'll be coming along to chat to us, as well as, we hope, a few bunches of other awesome folks. So that's next week. So tune in next week for Sci-Fi and Scream at 10 o'clock. Lots of goodies in the realm of geek. Thank you again. Staying tuned with us here on Joy 94.9 and Sci-Fi and Scream. And we will, talk to you next week. Thank you.
Hey, this is Matt from Astron 6, and you're listening to Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9.
Hello, boys. You're listening to Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9.
This is Owen Pallett, and you're listening to Joy 94.9.
This is Ashley C. Williams, and you're listening to Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9.
Hey, this is Matt Kennedy. You're listening to Joy 94.9. Enjoy it.
geek. The only way to be on Sci-Fi and Squeam. Joy 94.9.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.